Now it's time for Open House with Jeffrey Bodu of William Ravis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. We welcome Jeff in again. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Hi, Ray. Hi, Joe. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. Hope you're doing well. Let's get into this week's Open House segment and our bi-monthly feature. Let's talk about mortgage rates. First off, how have they been? What has been the change in the last 3 months, and how are they impacting buyers in our market?
You know, it's funny, Joe. When you look at a 30-year fixed rate right now, it's around 3.2%. The same time last year was at 4%. And just a little bit of history here. If you go back to 2015, they were in the high fours. 2010, they're in the high five, and 2000, they're in the high seven.
Boo! And Joe and I were alive in the 80s when it was the high 18s. So you got that going. This is like gimme.
I hate to tell you guys, but I remember my parents saying that to me.
You could put. Oh, thank you very much.
That's nice, Jeff. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, great talking to you, Jeff. Take care.
But there are big differences, and I guess the other thing too, Jeff, is that there are mortgage companies that are giving you a break on your mortgage as far as postponing payments because a lot of people have been financially impacted.
Jeez, okay.
That is true. A lot of the mortgage companies are mostly deferring payments. So you may be able to get away from your payments for the 3 months, but those are going to be added to the end. But it certainly helps those who are in need by not having a monthly payment.
Interest accrue even if you're not making those payments? In other words, you say tag it on at the end. Will that be then at a higher interest rate?
No, it's at the same interest rate of which you've been what you have the loan for. So you have a 30-year fixed loan rate at 3.2%, 3.5%. You're deferring those payments to the end, but it's the same interest rate.
How has the house buying market been?
It is extremely, extremely busy. I don't think anybody really forecasted this or knew this. When the COVID first hit back in February or so, I actually had conversations with my clients letting them know it's probably a good time to take a step back. It's going to slow down, and it slowed down for maybe a week or two, but it has been extremely busy ever since. Homes have been in multiple offers. I just listed a home in West Hartford, and it sold in 2 days with six offers, $25,000 over asking price.
God. Well, you know, I think the last time we spoke, Jeff, was you were talking about how Fairfield and Litchfield counties are going nuts as people escape from New York.
That is true. People are getting out of that vertical living. And I expected to see some of that, but a brief amount of that impact us here up in the Hartford area.
Right.
But just another example, I listed a property in Glastonbury, South Glastonbury, just recently for $850,000. And we had two buyers that come up from New York, one from Chicago, and one agent was doing a Skype call with their client in Poland. Never thought that it was going to come up this far, but it is. And actually, the buyer for that house is from New York.
Jeff, how do the low rates increase what the buyers can spend?
So let's just take an example. So from 2019 to 2020, with the interest rates on a $300,000 mortgage, so just take a $300,000 mortgage, 30-year, the difference in the interest rate adds up to just $135 a month, but over 360 months, that's almost $50,000. So that essentially means that a buyer today can purchase a home that's $50,000 more than they could in 2019.
And how about, you know, the standard loan, the 30-year? Is that still, you know, do you still need, I don't think you need 20% down anymore, do you?
You don't need 20% down. Typically, fixed rates now are 5%, over 5%. That's traditionally over 5% is conventional. There are some banks that are doing 3%, but they're typically portfolioing their loans. But anything under 20, you will need private mortgage insurance or PMI.
Talking with Jeff Bodu, our weekly, bi-weekly, I should say, bi-monthly open house segment here on WTIC. Are what people looking for in a house different during the pandemic? Have they gotten even fussier, or are they just looking to get a building that they can make adjustments to?
The criteria and the likes of what people are looking for when purchasing a home right now, I haven't seen a difference in that. It's pretty much stayed status quo. What is typically with buyers is a lot of them are looking for something that's turnkey. They really can't envision of what it would look like remodeled, or frankly just don't want to get involved in the remodeling process. But what people are looking at between pre and post COVID is the same.
Okay. And by the way, when you go out and we've heard ads for people who say, well, no, what you need to do is get pre-qualified or maybe pre-approved, and it makes the process go so much. What's the difference between those two?
So the difference between the pre-qual and the pre-approval, which is a really good question. So with a pre-qualification situation, the loan officer will just ask you an overall financial picture, like including your debt, your income, your assets, for instance. And this is just really a good indication of the creditworthiness of the buyer and what they can afford. The pre-approval is a little bit different. Well, it's quite different. Is that's when the loan officer will verify all the documentation that you had mentioned prior. And so that at that point, the buyer is going to supply the lender with all the necessary documentation. It's going to be pay stubs. It's going to be financial statements, all of that stuff. So it's an extensive check in your financial background and your credit rating versus before it's just an indication of.
So even though the market has not suffered a big hit as far as people looking for houses and the like are concerned, do you think when we get back to normal or whatever the new normal is, there'll be a spike in people looking to get out?
Right now, people are out right now and buying. It's interesting because around this time where traditionally real estate is slowing down a bit, I think July is sort of going to be like the new March where it was really busy. And I think the home buying is going to consistently grow or get better or stay as good as it is now, because I don't think there's a lot of people that are going on vacation. Maybe they forego their for vacations, and so they're around, and they're excited to get into the marketplace and purchase a home.
Hey, Jeff, a question I have, and it's usually a mixed bag when it comes to a pool, okay? If you have a pool, sometimes it's a great selling point. Other times it is not. But we do know a lot of people are saying, yeah, I think we'll put a pool in because the public pool is closed. What is the current thinking on pools?
I laugh because we just had a pool company here yesterday giving us a price on a pool.
Oh, see.
We were talking. The pools traditionally don't give a return on investment. The return on investment with a pool is basically your enjoyment over the time that you've owned the property. But right now, whether it's pools or landscaping or hardscaping, all those people are extremely, extremely busy because people are home and they want to upgrade their homes.
Yeah, who knew that the pool industry would go through a rise heading towards summer with people locked down in their homes?
Joe, I wouldn't have thought it either, but the company I was talking to yesterday said they're going to be installing 260 pools this year.
How do they have enough people to do that?
They have about 200 employees.
Question. Good Lord, that's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah.
Anything else you want to get across before we let you go and let you do your real job?
Well, when we talk about the pre-qual and pre-approval situation, I just want to say that to any buyer that is out there and they're starting to look for a home, you can be on the websites looking, but before you actually get in your vehicle and start looking at properties with an agent, you need to call your loan officer, your mortgage company, and find out exactly what your purchasing power is so you know exactly what home you're looking at and not looking at something in the 500,000s when you can only afford three, or thinking you can only afford three when you really could afford four. So that's a really important thing that buyers need to do before they start the process.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Jeff, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. Enjoy the 4th of July. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Talk to you, brother.